This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is not directing colleges and universities to require students to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Angie Piccioni with the State Department of Higher Education says schools are free to decide whether to impose a requirement, but the state will only strongly encourage vaccines.
The more people that can be vaccinated, the more safely we can open up our institutions and bring students back to campus for face-to-face instruction and also face-to-face activities.
A school district in Pueblo started work on two new high schools this week. It's part of a project to upgrade nearly half of the district's schools. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Some $700 million in repairs and improvements are needed at 14 Pueblo schools. The district decided it was more cost-effective to replace the two high schools, two elementary schools, and a K-8 school, and make renovations at the other buildings. D60 Superintendent Charlotte Macaluso says this project contributes to the viability of public education in Pueblo.
It's an opportunity that really changes the life trajectory of our students for generations to come.
A $218 million voter-approved bond combined with state education grants will pay for the district-wide project. The new schools are expected to open in 2023. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
The Colorado Rockies will try to make it two in a row tonight against the L.A. Dodgers. The Rockies won their baseball season home opener against the Dodgers Thursday. Game time tonight is 6:40. And all across the state, it's a sunny day and the start of a sunny weekend. Highs around Denver close to 80 today. Colorado Springs in the 70s. This is CPR News.